بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners, last week on the Kitab al-Iman and Aqidah program, we discussed various aspects of the Akhirat and why believing in the Akhirat is important as a Muslim. And certain aspects of the Akhirat were also discussed, for example, the mizan or scale, which will weigh the deeds of the mu'mineen on the day of Qiyamah, of all people in fact. And then we talked about the Hawd al-Kawthar, the pond of Kawthar, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will gather his ummah around and give them to drink. Together with that, we discussed the aspect of Sirat, and crossing the bridge over Jahannam. So this was discussed regarding the year after. Today, inshallah, we will discuss Jannat and Jahannam, just a little bit about him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have mentioned in many, many different ayat of Quran Kareem and ahadith, respectively, regarding Jannat and Jahannam. And these are places which have already been created, as we know, on the journey of Mi'raj. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown Jannat and Jahannam. So these abodes are physical and material places which have been developed to perfection in their respective spheres. Jannat is the world of luxury, comfort, and pleasure. As Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Kareem, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. That Jannat is such a place that in it, whatever you desire and whatever you call out for, you will get in Jannah. فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِّن مَّاءٍ غَيْرِ آسٍ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن لَّبَنٍ لَّمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن خَمْرٍ لَّذَّةٍ لِّلشَّارِبِينَ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن عَسَلٍ مُّصَفًّى. In another part of the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala talks about the different rivers which will flow in Jannah, rivers of honey, rivers of wine, rivers of milk, rivers of water. And Allah Ta'ala has made mention of this so that this raghbat and this desire to attain this everlasting abode can be kindled in the heart of the believers. So, it is a material place that Allah Ta'ala has created. And it is not some figurative interpretation like some modernists have given to Jannat and Jahannam, where they have argued that no, it is not a real place. It is not a place where a person will realize these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or suffer the torments in Jahannam, as has been explained, but rather it is a figurative expression. This is against the iman of the believers. This is against the iman of those who are mu'mineen. And they have strayed with this interpretation that they have given regarding Jannat and Jahannam, giving it a figurative interpretation. So we've explained with regard to Jannat, and Jahannam also has been mentioned time and time again in the Quran Kareem. And this is ultimately Jannat and Jahannam. Most importantly is that Jannat and Jahannam are everlasting abodes. Their inmates will never perish. That means a person will never die. A person will never die. It is said that in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the year after will bring death in the form of a ram. And that ram will then be sacrificed, signaling the end of death. It will be such a momentous occasion that those in Jannah will let out such a scream of joy at that time, because they will understand that this everlasting comfort and luxury and pleasure that they have been deriving will never ever end. Basically, they will be there in forever and ever and ever. As Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Kareem, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا, that they will stay in there forever and ever and ever. And on the other hand, you have those who will be in Jahannam, and their misery and punishment will be of that extent that when this announcement is made, and when Jannah, or rather when death is sacrificed in this way, and signaling thereby that there will be no death to come now. They will let out such a scream of anguish because they will understand that the pain and hardship that they are going through will never, never end. Obviously, those Muslimin who have not attained entry into Jannah by virtue of their deeds and intercession of Rasulullah SAW or any other way that they could have entered into Jannah directly, might be destined for Jahannam for a period of time. So the mu'mineen will eventually, after a period of cleansing, to pay for the sins that they have committed in this world, will be granted entry into Jannat eventually. As long as a person has iman and he believes in La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, then there is always hope for his salvation. Because iman ultimately will gain a person salvation in the hereafter. If a person does not have iman, then he will never gain entry into Jannah. And rather he will be destined to Jahannam forever and ever. And through this we can understand how valuable our iman is. That there is nothing more valuable than our iman. Nothing. No material things of this world can ever come close to the valuable gift and asset that we have, and that is iman. That is the most precious thing, and that is why under no circumstances should we sacrifice our iman for the things of this world. Sometimes going to certain places, enrolling our children in certain institutions can put their iman at risk. And because we want them to get a good education, because we want them to, be successful in this world, at times we make decisions that can put their iman at risk. And this is something that we should avoid at all costs. Because, like I said, it is the most important thing to safeguard. More than any other treasure, any other asset that you have, this asset of iman is most valuable. May Allah Ta'ala keep us with iman, take us with iman, resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah, with iman in the company of the Shuhada and Siddiqeen. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.